Live from Edinburgh, Radio Napier, News.
This is Napier Radio Energy. I'm David Roney. Here are the top stories today. Edinburgh's new 20-mile-per-hour speed limit is set to come in motion today. Costing around £2.2 million to implement, the initiative comes as part of an ongoing bid to make the Scottish capital roads safer by reducing the number of road traffic accidents. Motorists face a £100 fine and 3 penalty points if they're caught over the 20 miles per hour limit. Police have warned that they will be making proactive checks in a bid to ensure motorists stick to the new limit, saying warnings and fines would be given out where appropriate. Edinburgh Councillor Leslie Hinds addressed potential risk of the slower speed increasing the air population in the city, stating that this wouldn't be the case.
Yes, it will be monitored. We monitor the air quality throughout our city and then we put action into place. But there's no evidence at all to say that 20 miles an hour will cause more pollution. How can it cause more pollution when you're doing a consistent speed and also we're encouraging more people to walk, to cycle, to get on public transport? But there has been evidence recently that actually says that 20 miles an hour is good for the air because it does encourage more people to walk and to cycle, to take public transport.
A coroner described the response from Tunisian police following a deadly terror attack in 2015 as the best shambolic and worst cowardly. The inquest are concluding into the deaths of 30 British people killed by a gunman in Sousse. Family's lawyers say the travel advice should have highlighted security risks, but Sky Joe Tidy says the coroner rejecting calls for him to be considered negligent as a factor into their deaths.
It involves very specific cases where patients at hospitals, for example, or prisoners in prisons are wholly dependent on people or organisations to look after them, and there is no legal precedent to say that people who are on holiday are wholly dependent on either a travel firm or the Foreign Office to look after them.
A 16-year-old boy has been sentenced to 18 months detention for selling ecstasy tablets to a schoolgirl who later died. Dylan Melville, 15, and two of her friends were taken to hospital after the tablets and fallen ill. Dylan died in the ambulance on the way to hospital. The boy earlier pleaded guilty to supplying the drug to schoolgirls at the house in Livingston. Dylan's mother said that she's happy that he has been sentenced, but thinks the detention should be longer. Two women implicated in the killing of an estranged brother of North Korean's leader are to be charged with murder on Wednesday, Malaysia prosecutor says. The two women, Doan Chi Hoon from Vietnam and Sti Asiai from Indonesia, are among 10 suspects identified by Malaysia as being involved in the killing. Attorney General Mohammad Apane Ali said the women should be formally charged and could face death if convicted. Kim Jong Nam was allegedly smeared with a very high amount of toxic nerve agent VX and died in pain within 15 to 20 minutes, Malaysia's health minister said on Sunday. The accused said that they were taking part in a reality TV prank reality and were being paid 400 Malaysian ringgit, the equivalent of £70, to smear what she thought was baby oil on the deceased's face. Marvel's blockbuster franchise The Avengers is set to be filmed their next installment in Edinburgh and looking for help from the locals. A casting call from the latest installment, Avengers Infinity War, was sent out over the weekend with extras sought in the capital for filming later spring. Producers are seeking potential candidates aged between 16 and 90 who have easy access to Edinburgh or the surrounding areas for filming, and no experience or superpowers are required. Mark McGee has been relieved of his managerial duties at Motherwell. The dismissal comes after a poor run of games which saw them concede 17 goals in the last four matches. The 15-year-old Scottish assistant manager joined in 2015 and leaves with the club sat in 10th place in the Premiership. McGee blamed injuries for the defensive problems and after his last match in charge, but they lost 5-1 against Dundee at home on Saturday.
People have to also look at it realistically and know that we are undermined defensively with the loss of the players that we've lost.
And finally, Scotland rugby international Josh Stroud has agreed a three-year deal with Premiership side Sale Sharks for next season. The 30-year-old back row has already announced that he would leave the Warriors when his contract expires in the summer. The South African-born forward becomes Sale's first new signing up for next season. And that's your news.
This is Radio Napier.